Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
One of the main things we talk about here in DFW Sports Talk Radio is the contracts of the big three for the Dallas Cowboys, these three pending contracts, and none of them is more volatile than the conversation about Dak Prescott, especially finding out that he turned down 30, that his agency CAA was asking for 40 or more. And so it's got everybody talking about what is the best way to build a team, what's the amount of money you want to spend on your quarterback, what is plan B if you can't get your guy. And so we thought we'd have a roundtable. We got us on our show, and we thought we'd take a couple other guys who we think the world of and think they're pretty smart football guys who may be on different sides of this discussion. But we thought we'd welcome them to the fray, and that is Sean Sharif from Sean and RJ. Sean, how you doing, brother?
What's up, guys? How are you? Driving to a DSW restaurant week in Arlington as we speak.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. I'm going to have to tell Samir that you go to other restaurants, but we'll put that on hold. He's going to be very upset. But we're also joined by Jeffrey Cavanaugh from the G-Bag Nation. Cavanaugh, how you doing?
Great. Just laying on my bed, naked. Just got my first solo win in Apex on the PlayStation.
Very nice. Didn't have to build at all. That's great. I'm going to have to come play that with you, but I'd like you to put on some clothes first. I want to get into this discussion about, we want to try to figure out exactly what Dak is worth, and if you're not willing to pay him what he wants, if it's beyond what you think he's worth, what is your plan B? And I want to start with you, Skin. What is your number? And I know these things are complicated because it's like, okay, what is the guaranteed amount? How many years? But just in terms of salary cap allocation, you got $188 million to work with, average annual value. What do you think he's worth?
So what I think he's worth, and I'm basing this on the market, is I think he is worth the Carson Wentz contract with better guarantees.
32?
That's about 32, 32 and a half. And I think if we start getting up near 35, then I'm like, hey, no problem. I've got you for 900 this year, 1.1 or whatever it is, and then I can start franchising you. And if you want more than that, then you'll earn it, and I'll have to pay it in the future. But there's no sense in me paying more now than your contemporary. I'm just going to give you better guarantees.
Cavanaugh, what are you thinking? What do you think? What is your number?
Well, I guess with what recent contracts, it means the franchise tag next year for quarterback would be like 32, which means if you tagged him and then you had to tag him again, it would be like 39, which means the average of those 2 years is about 35 and a half. So if his agent wants a fair deal, they're going to say 35 and a half a year, and I'm going to tell them absolutely not. I mean, there's a difference, right? There's a difference. Like, if you're the Cowboys and you're convinced that he's your quarterback, which they are, then they have to be willing to go to what two franchise tags is as their starting point and as their guarantees.
Right.
That's what they got to go to, because that's what it would cost just to tag him. So I think you have to go to over 35 or somewhere around 35 just to make it work with how agents are going to look at what the tag would be. So for me, he can go play football, and we'll figure it out when I tag you. For them, I guess it's like $35 million.
Is that, and what's the highest you'd go, you'd personally go, before you'd say no way?
None of those numbers.
I mean, would you go 30?
No, we'd play football. Because they would laugh at my offer. We would just go play football.
There you go. Sean, what about you? What is your number that you're comfortable with?
I pretty much agree with Skin's plan, even though I've been fighting people for a year now that he's not as good as Carson Wentz. I think when you have two guys who are going to be going up against each other for years, you see it in all sports where a rival, you know, Bill Russell, I think Red Auerbach Skin gave Bill Russell one more penny than Wilt Chamberlain. So I don't think you tell Dak, hey, you're our ultimate leader, but you're not as good as Carson Wentz. He's not as good as Carson Wentz, but I'd be willing to pay him that money. And if he wanted to go above that, then I got to see you prove more. I'm dying to see more evidence. I believe in the leadership. I believe in all the intangibles, all that stuff. But if I can buy myself two more years of evidence and maybe draft another guy as a contingency plan, that would be my ideal scenario. So Dak requesting 40 and this thing drawing out, playing out, this is my dream scenario. The ultimate plan is almost accomplished in going into this crazy deal, and then I'll franchise you two more years. Let me see some more evidence before I decide that you can carry this thing in a passing league, because right now he can't.
KT, where are you comfortable?
34 is my number, and I want everyone to keep in mind before you start thinking about dangling in the quarterback market, okay? Dak is the only quarterback in Cowboys franchise history who started every game in three straight years.
It's like team history. When you were talking about Travis Frederick going in last year, you were like, hey, he's always healthy. He's due to get hurt at some point. Are you saying that's not the case?
Oh, no, I'm not jinxing anyone. I mean, I don't think I control – I do control some diseases, but not many diseases. I just think –
can't believe Danny White didn't start every game for three years.
Is this franchise good at evaluating players? Yes. Are they good at evaluating quarterbacks? They have not proven that. They just haven't. And Will McClay did an interview the other day with John Machota, and he basically said, we got lucky. And they got lucky with Romo. Mm-hmm. And I just think you're playing with fire to go, I think we can go get someone else. 34 is my line for now, and I can franchise him. But that's my kind of baseline. You know what? Screw it. We're on the air, 520 in Dallas. 35 is my number, sir. Right. 35
you're
is my number.
Correct.
I think that's the Cowboys' number two.
I like winning games, Sean.
I think the Cowboys are willing to go to 35. And I do think you make a great point, Sean, in that, okay, if he goes out and he just plays it, and Kavanaugh and Skin made these same points as well, but if you force him to just go out there and play it and show you what he's worth, man, if Cooper's foot is bad and it's a ligament issue and he misses time and Zeke's upset about his contract – what does Dak look like without those guys? I saw him last year without Amari Cooper, and he looked incredibly pedestrian. If he had played the whole year without Amari Cooper, no way in hell they would have come in here asking for $40 million. So his price is going to go down if he doesn't have the weapons around him, in my opinion. But I don't know what else you can do. Like, we've all talked about what we're comfortable doing. What is the legitimate plan B? I understand you can say, we'll franchise him. We'll sweat it out. We'll wait. We'll see more. Okay, but a lot of times you go down that road, it means you're going to get divorced from that quarterback. Where do you find your next quarterback if it's not Dak? And I'll start with you, Sean. Where do you find your next quarterback if it's not Dak Prescott?
I mean, let me say this first. I'm willing to pay and get punished on the back end of this. I know that sounds like RJ's nightlife, but if Dak goes out,
I like that.
And throws – you know, puts up a ridiculous amount of stats and, you know, wins and NFC title, Super Bowl appearance, then I got to pay the price on the back end like I did Tank Lawrence. Otherwise, for the next 2 years, I put KT and Kavanaugh and brought us in the film room. Just because that you've missed on finding quarterbacks doesn't mean you stop drafting them. I try to tell this to Bassick. He's like, well, the Rangers just should never acquire pitching. The Rangers can never acquire – they can never develop pitching. So it doesn't mean you stop developing it. You still have to, you still need it in order to win. And in terms of Amari, you know, last year, even after they got Amari, Dak never threw for over 275 in a game.
That's not accurate. He threw for like almost 400 against the Giants.
I think it was 450.
Double check the last Giants game, but that was also a game in which the Cowboys put right all their starters in. Four of the eight games that he played without Amari, he threw for less than 190.
We need to stop talking about stats with Dak, because that's not what CAA is talking about, and that's not what the Cowboys are talking about. What they're talking about is we have a quarterback that we can win with. We're on the verge of a Super Bowl. I guarantee you CAA is not negotiating stats. The Cowboys probably aren't coming out with stats either. They're coming out with, we have found our quarterback, we have our team, we want to keep this together and win. And so CAA is saying to keep this winning team together. After having that guy start every game for 3 years, the Cowboys have won two division titles and made the playoffs, and they are 1-2 in those playoff games. So they've established a winning culture with a young quarterback. It's not, the negotiation with Dak is not about stats for anybody.
It's about whether we were going to pay a number. Kavanaugh can go through his ratings again. You guys want to pay a number 13 quarterback number one or two money. It's like paying, it's Derek Fisher. You're trying to give Derek Fisher maximum money in the NBA. It's ridiculous. We can talk about durability and leadership. At some point in time, you got to be able to ball out like a top five quarterback in a passing league. He cannot do it.
In all fairness, he hasn't been able to do it yet, I don't think. I'm with you on that. But I think Linehan has held him back. That's why I do want to see more. But I want to see more. Maybe he goes out without Linehan and he impresses everybody and it's a no-brainer. You would cost yourself more money, but like you're saying, you want a little bit more time to make sure that investment is right. But Kavanaugh, what if Dak's not the guy and you don't, if he, they insist, no, we, it's 40 or nothing, and you go down that franchise road or whatever, how else can you find a quarterback? What's your plan B?
Well, there's been, I forgot, I think it was RJ Ochoa posted on Twitter, and he put like the last 4 years worth of every drafted quarterback, and he's like, how many would you take over Dak? And the number I came up with was somewhere between 6 and 8. So it's like, they exist. They exist in the NFL draft every year. Free agency probably wouldn't want to do that with, but like Nick Foles is a $20 million player. Are we saying that Dak Prescott is like a way better player than Nick Foles? Like, we're sure of that?
I think he can be a way better player than Nick Foles.
Okay, yeah. But we're going to pay him as if he's twice as good because we think that he could be.
Does everyone think Dak's going to get better, though?
I do.
Who thinks Dak is tapped out?
I think he should get better without Linehan, but there's no guarantee. I mean, just because I want it to happen doesn't mean it's going to happen. I hope it does. Look, I think that this has been an issue the whole time. He's definitely average, and he's definitely a winner and has a lot of awesome intangibles. That's easy to deal with when he's not making a lot of money. But when his agency comes in and wants him to be the highest paid quarterback in the game, it's problematic because he's not good enough to be that. But then the question is, okay, if you're not going to pay him, how are you going to go find another quarterback? I still haven't heard what you do if you don't sign Dak.
Well, that's the whole point.
You pick him.
Yeah.
That's how it works. If you don't believe in the one that you have, then what you do is he plays out this year, you franchise tag him, you have that offseason to either pick one in the mid to late first round or package picks and move up and go get one, or you do that the next year after he's played out his franchise tag year. Are you taking a giant risk? Sure you are. But the other thing that's a giant risk is, like, this is what happened to the Cincinnati Bengals. Andy Dalton was on a rookie deal, and they won 10, 11, 12 games every single year. Andy Dalton got paid. They couldn't surround him, and the Bengals suck. Like, that's the danger. That's real life, and that's why the Cowboys are in a tight spot. I get it. Listen, I think if I were actually the front office, I would probably fold and pay the quarterback because we're trying to win the Super Bowl, and he gives me the best chance. But if you don't think in 2 or 3 years, like, Xavier Woods, gone. Anthony Brown, gone. Cheeto, gone. Like, it's not going to be that you can't pay Zeke or that you can't pay Amari. It's going to be that you can't exist where the $3 to $8 million player is. The Patriots are going to have 6 guys on that level because they refuse to play with 5 massive guys with paydays like that. So they exist in the veteran market, and that's why old teams keep winning the Super Bowl, not young teams.
But I guess with every risk that I take, I want to take that risk with as much information as possible. So I'm more comfortable taking a risk knowing what I have in Dak right now, knowing the success I've had with Dak, and knowing that I can keep most of these stars around him than some quarterback X in 2021 or 2022. Like, I don't even want to mess with that.
you'll know more about him next year.
But yeah, that's true.
Here's the other thing, too, that I think that people talk about pro football in way too big of a scope. Pro football is in 2 and 3 year windows. If you just look at the average career of players, I mean, it's not that long. Injury is a certainty. What the Cowboys are looking at right now, everyone over there at that organization knows that Dak is not a top 3 or 4 quarterback. They all know it. What they're looking at right now is we have had our best team. Our roster right now is the best team we've had in like 15 or 20 years. And the quarterback, despite whatever limitations he may have, wins about 2/3 of his football games. So why do they want to blow that up now when they're right on the verge? And that's why all three of these guys right now are asking for gigantic contracts, because they know it.
Right, but he's trying to get paid.
He don't do anything. If you just say you're asking for too much, no thank you. He never blown up anything. He's still here for 3 years if you want him to be.
Right. He's trying to get paid like he's the reason that they've won all these games. I think his job has been easier than most because of all the things around him. And now he's trying to get paid like he's that guy.
And the Cowboys know that. The Cowboys know that, but they're trying to decide, do they want to win now?
Yeah.
But who wins those games? I mean, I heard Sean just say, and he's not. Who wins those games over the last three years?
So if a quarter, I mean, you could have a great quarterback on a bad team and they're going to lose games. It's not because the quarterback sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as simple as, okay, they won, so it's the quarterback. Hey, they lost, okay, so it's the quarterback.
He's a part of it, and I'm paying him to be a part of it.
You gave a rookie quarterback the best line in the league, the best running back in the league, and you said don't turn the ball over. And you did a good job at that, mm-hmm. but he ain't a $40 million guy.
Agreed. I don't think any of us think he's that.
Yeah, no.
He's not a $35 million guy either. None of us, Russell Wilson, is.
I don't think any of us think that. I think the question is, are we willing to pay him that knowing that he's not? And that's the question of all of this. I just know that what I've seen, I think you can win a Super Bowl with Dak if you have the right team around him, and I think they have the right team around him.
Oh, you won. Somebody won a Super Bowl with Trent Dilfer.
Right.
So if you got the perfect team around a guy,
but
that's
the Cowboys are there.
Can you build a team when you're giving that much money to that few guys at the top? Hey, Kavanaugh, we got to get out of here, but what drives you more crazy, the idea of paying a running back 15 or paying an average quarterback 35?
I'm paying a running back 15.
There's headaches everywhere. Boys.
It's stupid. The salary cap's stupid. They should get rid of the salary cap so you're not cheering against your own players and cheering for your front office. It's stupid.
Agreed. Hey, we love you guys. We love listening to these conversations on your shows. We love having them on our show, but we love it even more when you jump on with us and we have them all here all together. Thanks a lot, boys. We appreciate the time.
Goodbye.
See you, boys. We love you. Yeah, there they go. Sean Sharif, Jeff Kavanaugh. Appreciate those boys. I don't think
we solved nothing.
Yeah.
We solved nothing. We need more time than that. We need more time than one segment. Not enough time.
Whether you want to
buy
in a bear market or
sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.